Pleasant day to you, our radio friends. This greeting comes to you from the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. Thank you for allowing us to share this precious or these precious moments with you as we make the rooms in your homes, making them life rooms where the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed, believed, and received. A hearty welcome to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you, O God, for this opportunity that you have given unto us, O God, to reflect on your love and the favor, O God, that you have shown towards us. We pray, O God, that you would enlighten us so that we may grasp how wide and long and high and deep your love is towards us through Jesus Christ. May your transforming power meet with us today and bring us to that expected end, whereby the fullness of Christ resides in us. So, Father, today, we ask you, dear Lord, to touch us where we need you most, as the godly care and the comfort you give bless our hearts, even now and forevermore. Amen. Seasons. Yes, they come and they go. They make their impressions and they leave their impact. The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, he seemed to summarize it beautifully when he was speaking about seasons. In that book, chapter 3, verse 1, he said, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun." Yes, there is a sequence of events which will touch our lives and most certainly will result in some degree of change. Today, I suggest to you that in comparison with nature, every person will experience different seasons in their lives. For some, the change may be minuscule. It's not much. And for others, it could be dynamic. But changes are inevitable. Changes will come. And we can ask Job in the Bible, you know, in one day, you know, he experienced loss of all of his interests, children, his wealth, and his emotional health. They were all affected in one day. So allow me to encourage you in this season of autumn. It's preferable that we should start with this one because it's the month of November and this is called fall. And the emphasis is on the fall. So this season is marked as a time of harvest. It is marked as a time of pruning in preparation for the winter. Naturally, the leaves will fall from the trees. And it's also a time of transition, as I said, because we are moving from fall and moving in preparation for winter. It's also a time of harvest, a time of preparation, as I've already mentioned. So our personal discipline is the indispensable key for acknowledging anything in this season for the benefit of our lives. I suggest that discipline is God-centered. It comes from God. God breathes it into man. Therefore, we must pay special attention to what God says to us and be determined that we will be disciplined because we love God and we want to please Him. I want them to concentrate then on some of the things that the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter, you know, as he wrote to the Colossians. He was identifying some of the behaviors and the attitudes that he believed they could have, you know, shown a little bit more discipline in carrying out. And he says, listen, I have something to share with you, saints. So in chapter 3 of the book of Colossians, Paul identified, first of all, this one. He says, it's basically, he showed the importance of spiritual discipline. It is very, very important that you, Colossians, and by extension, us today, because we are not exempt, that we show the importance of spiritual discipline. So Paul wrote this. He said, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. He continues, don't only set your heart, but he says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. He's basically asking that there will be a total understanding that everything, the consciousness of man, the conception within our minds, our will, our interest, that everything should really focus on heavenly things, on not on earthly things, but heavenly things, things above. So of paramount importance, we are encouraged to pursue a completely new type of life. That is, the type of life which glorifies God. Subsequent to our personal effort to serve Him, we want to do this. We want to do it, but we want to do it wholeheartedly. With all of the effort that we can just gather up, you know, the inspiration that is within the inside of us. We want to serve God wholeheartedly. So during this season, the season of autumn, the fall, we are really still here on earth, you know. So make life count. Yeah. Let us add value to our life. And in so doing, we are encouraged today to cultivate heavenly ways. Do not only view things as they appear naturally to the eyes. Let me pause here a bit and say, you know, if we depend on what we see with our natural eyes and what we hear with our ears, if we depend on that, you know, we are going to be in so much trouble. We can make so many judgments and things that will be in the wrong. And we'll do some things that really the consequences of the actions taken will not be towards our benefit. But here this morning, we are encouraging you, our listening friends, to live in reference to the importance of God and live with a reference on the importance of eternity, because there is an eternity. So in this season, let's then face the facts of life. Here are the facts. We made our entrance into this world. Yes, we are born. Yeah, we don't drop out of the sky. We are born. We come into this world as babes. And then we move from there, the early stages of our lives, we go to our existence. The conscious things that we do, yeah, in this world, how we improve our lives, the things that we do to sustain ourselves, you know, how we, our relationships with people, how we interact. Yes, we exist. We gain things, we lose things. We gain experience, yeah? We have our times of problems. We have our perils, you know? These things that happen. But also we have our victories. We call this our existence. It's never, ever a smooth running. But one thing we can say, that we have a God who takes us through all of the seasons, all of the changing scenes of our lives. God is there. So we have our existence. So we are encouraged today to make use, to maximize the potentials of the time that we are here in existence. We should be striving for continuous improvement. But I want to cap that by saying that one thing that we should strive for is to have a relationship. I mean a deep, intimate relationship with the Lord through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because the time is coming, my friends, when we have to make our exit. Entrance, existence, but there's an exit. And all things around our soul, all of the things that are around us, you know, they're going to give away at some point in time. But those who put their trust in God, they have a favorable eternity. Therefore, my friends, set your heart on things above. Set your mind on things above. I believe deep within my heart, and this is my understanding, that all of the institutions, all of the things that we would have achieved in this life, someday all of them will mean absolutely nothing to us. I listen and read the words of Job. Job says, you know what? At the end, only the Redeemer, only Jesus Christ will be standing. But everything else will pass away. So my encouragement to you today is strive to put heaven's priority into our daily practices. Be disciplined. Secondly, practice social discipline. This is what Paul is saying to the church here. He says, practice it. Verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And he gave a list. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. And he says, which is idolatry. He said, let the driving force of our social discipline be characterized by Christ-likeness. You see, Christ-likeness requires of us to be disciplined in our conduct as we surrender to godly living. God, I want to be good, God. God, I want to do the right things. But mind you, God understands the struggle. Because, you know, sometimes, to be quite honest with you, we want to do good. But when we are trying to do good, evil or the bad things seem to present themselves. And there we have this dilemma. That when we want to do good things, bad seems to be popping up. And sometimes we look and we say, oh man, what effort? What do I need to do? The answer is simple. Yeah? Let's rely totally on Almighty God to give us the strength. Because when we are weak, then we become strong through the Spirit of Christ who strengthens us, who strengthens the inner man to achieve the things that we cannot do by ourselves. We should consider ourselves then dead and unresponsive to the list that Paul just gave to the church. Sexual immorality, yeah? Dead, unresponsive, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. The word of God does not condemn sex. Don't get me wrong. It does not. But it forbids improper expressions of sexual desires. So God gives us instructions to enhance and protect our family bonds and to ensure lifelong respect and integrity to our spouses, to other people. Yeah. But most of all, God wants us to have pure hearts, desire towards Him, and He will honor the effort. Impurity, lust, and evil desires are behaviors, and they do offend God. And they do discredit the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. And finally, in that list, Paul mentioned greed. Greed has moved in on human life like a flood. Yes, it has. And Jesus addressed this and cautioned his audience while teaching. If you should take our reference from the book of St. Luke chapter 12 verse 15, Jesus warned. Jesus said, watch out. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions. No. The Lord warned his hearers against one of the most insidious evils in the human heart. Greed. Let's watch that thing we call greed. This lust for material possessions is one of the strongest drives in all of life. Yet it completely misses the purpose of human existence. Again, what do we need in this season? Discipline. Discipline is it, my friends. Third point what Paul was making, he says, let us control our vocal discipline. Verse 8 and 9, he addressed it there. Hear what he had to say then. But now, you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Verse 9 continues, and it begins with this statement. Do not lie to each other. Let us control our vocal discipline. Be disciplined. Allow these behaviors to fall. Yes, it's autumn. Let them fall from us in this season. Let us, my Lord, put aside. Let us throw off these negatives. It is a deliberate action that we must make. Yeah, and we must do this because these alterations are necessary for us. Allow the word of God to prune us. Yeah, the word of God is beautiful. It is so living. It is so applicable to every situation we will go through. The word of God will bring conviction on us. Thank God for the conviction. The word of God will lead us to confession. Because the beauty about the word of God is that God seems to be getting so bigger and bigger and brighter. And we see the love of God so magnified in his word. And to be honest with you, we look so small. But the word of God also gives us opportunity for correction. Jesus, I love that. I love how the word of God restores us. He makes a way of escape for us. And he gives us instructions on how we can get to the preferred place. Thank God that his word heals us and brings about change and consecration. Thank God for that. Because his word will bring us to transformation. And the change that we are talking about, this is a change, my friends, that we can trust. My Lord. There is no hidden detail in this. God comes and he says, listen to me. I will change your life for the good. I will make you better. I will bring the promises that I have made to you to fulfillment. All of them. I promise to love you. I promise to look after you. I promise to sustain you. And I want you to know that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. Jesus is going to bring this to fulfillment. So it's a change that we can trust. So why not place negative words? And the purpose of these words, let's lay them aside. Let us put them away. So then should I give you what we can replace them with? Of course. Why not replace the negativity and the negative words, the hurting words, with the language of love? Yeah, the language of love. When everyday words are not enough, words from a loving soul penetrates the hearts of the receiver. It gives life. It kind of gives hope to the person, to the receiver. They maximize insight and they give understanding, pleasant words. So why not today try this out? Share loving words with someone. Huh? Why not replace, as I've said before, negative words and the purpose of these words with the language of apology? Saying, I am sorry, is powerful. And you know, when we do this sincerely, it touches the heart, touches the soul of the receiver. I forgive you. I forgive you brings such a spirit of restoration. It restores a lot of things that were eaten away on the inside. I forgive you. Together, they bring hope to the hopeless. And that sounds to me as something that God is in control of. God directs this because he wants to bring hope. He wants to give that hope to those who are hopeless today. For those who are searching and cannot find answers for life situations. Who are going through their seasons and finding it really tough. Jesus Christ says today, I'll give you hope. There's a future in knowing me. So radio friends, can we together today decide that we will strive to achieve moral excellence? I want to be a good person. I want goodness to flow from my life. I want to touch somebody in a positive way. But my source is Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd. He is the one with the good character. So there's a prayer inside of us which calls out to him today. Said, Jesus, make me a good person. Seasonal situations can bring with them lessons that last a lifetime. So I encourage you, do not enter the season of winter without the works of discipline in our lives. Don't do that. Maybe today, someone is feeling broken. Brokenness. As I said, when things fall, you know, some of them do break. Some just fall to earth, but some break. And we have a God who is willing to put us back together again. There's a story that I came across that I love. And I would like to share this story with you. The wisdom of Japanese art of Kintsugi. It has much to teach us. Here's how it works. When a vase or a bowl or a cup is broken, artists gather up the broken pieces and glue them back together. Though it is how they put them back together that is steeped in wisdom and beauty. They mix gold dust with the glue. They don't try to hide the cracks. They own them. They honor the cracks. They even accentuate them by making them golden. And they celebrate the cracks as part of their story. This is a beautiful lesson for us today. They don't pretend that the vase was never broken. They don't pretend that life is not something that is messy. They don't pretend that they are not broken. When we pretend to be someone other than who we are, our true life hides in fear and shame. The fear of being discovered and the shame of not being enough seem to elevate itself. The most beautiful and surprising lesson the Kintsugi art form teaches us is this. We are each other's wounded healers. Wow. The words, the attitude that we demonstrate to others, how we receive each other. We each possess the gold dust needed to glue other people back together. There's something in us. There's a resource in us. There's help in us. We can assist by making them more beautiful and lovable than ever. I suggest that our love, connection, acceptance, generosity, our community, and the kindness are the gold dust. This is really astounding. It is profound today. There is a vital truth right here in this story. The Kintsugi ceramics, they are staggeringly beautiful. There is an honesty to their beauty that is missing in the artificial perfection of mass-produced items. Once repaired in this ancient method, Kintsugi pieces are more beautiful and are more loved than before they were broken. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ will do for us. He takes the broken pieces and he makes us even more beautiful than we were before. Let's be disciplined in this season. Spiritually, socially, and with our vocals. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace. Thank you for your love and kindness towards us. Thank you, O God, for the opportunities that you give to us to be whole again. Someone is listening today, O God, who feels broken. Lord, we are asking you, dear Heavenly Father, that you will lead them, O God, through the channels of disciplines so that they will be reformed, conformed, O God, to your standard and enjoy the benefit of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Let your protection, O God, let your presence be in our homes. Let the love of Jesus Christ be felt in our families, in our associates, our friends. Thank you, O God, for doing this. And may your blessings rest with the people of God today and forever. Thank you for listening. I am Pastor Weeks and I'm from the Careful Church of the Nazarene. And I'm asking you to continue in Jesus Christ, but stay in this season with him and he'll bless you. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. God bless you. Because he lives. One day.